Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Last week, I was forced to do an all-vinyl set because I forgot my laptop. And today, I decided to do an all-vinyl set and still forgot my laptop. But that's okay, because I don't need it. I've got a good mix of music, in my opinion. I think that we're gonna... I was planning on having more, a bit more progressive and psychedelic rock, but all of the songs are so long, and that would just make, you know, having an all-vinyl set too easy. When you have songs that last 5-6 minutes, it gives you time to prepare the next one. No, we're gonna have some, like, 2-3 minute songs. We're gonna have some new wave, some other stuff from the 80s. Yeah, we're gonna have a good mix. We're gonna have, you know, and then, of course, some rock. It's an essential. But it will be all vinyl, and not only that, but last week there were a couple of albums that were just... Well, there was one in particular that was just way, way, way too scratched to play on air, and it was just, you know, crackly and awful, so I brought in my own copy, and that'll be coming up next. And I'm very excited, because it's a song that I've played it on air a bunch of times, and I've probably played it on vinyl a bunch of times, but I'm gonna do it today, too. It's Wednesday, it's 7 p.m., my show is even more highly recommended with Mellow Max, full of music that I recommend even more highly. More highly than what? Well, during undergrad, my radio show was just highly recommended, music that I recommended highly, and now there's even more. So don't go anywhere, we've got a full hour of it. And then next week, I will not be here. Next week, I will be visiting my grandparents in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a while. And I get to see my dog and my parents and drive all the way down the coast, which is always just such a blast. Behind me, we have Jean-Michel Jarre with Oxygène Part 4, which I love. This is just such a cool song. I found it for the first time playing Grand Theft Auto 4. It was on one of the radio stations in-game, and my dad happened to overhear it, and he was like, oh, that's a great song, and ta-da, now I love it. Coming up next, Jethro Tull.
Tiger, when I walk Bob Crocodile now sneezes, and he who made kittens put snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king on a sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up his jungle as players resume. The monkey see willing to strike up the
What's your excuse? When you stop and think about it, it's pretty easy to be more energy efficient at home. There are lots of simple things you can do, like installing energy-saving light bulbs, talking to your parents about Energy Star appliances, turning off lights and entertainment devices when not in use, unplugging chargers and using smart power strips, even taking advantage of natural heat and cooling by opening and closing windows and blinds. With a few steps, you can join millions of kids who are using their energy wisely. So, what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council. And your energy-efficient friends here at WMFO. In Medford, Tufts, Freeform, Radio. That was a fun little set. That thus concludes the progressive and psychedelic rock portion of this set, for the most part. After starting off with Oxygen Part 4 by Jean-Michel Jarre, we had Jethro Tull with Bungle in the Jungle, and last week I was talking about that song, and I love that song, and growing up, I used to hear it on the, you know, classic rock radio stations all the time, and that really, like, helped spark me wanting to do radio. It's like, oh yeah, this is a cool song. Jethro Tull's one of my favorite bands, and yeah, just really, really cool. Love that song. After that, we had Cream with Strange Brew, followed by Then by Yes. Kikugaku Moyo with Old Snow, White Sun, off of the album House in the Tall Grass. I saw Kikugaku Moyo in concert a couple of months ago at this point, and it was incredible. One of the most amazing concerts I've ever been to, and tragically, it is their final tour. The band's going on an indefinite hiatus because they all live in different countries, which is just heartbreaking, but I think I have tickets to see them at their second to last show in New York City, so I'm looking forward to that. Twice in one tour, woo! I think it's the first time I'm doing that, which is surprising. Yeah, I mean, maybe not for Kikugaku Moyo, but I feel like for some band, I would have seen them at least twice in the same... Oh, I did! Thanks to WMFO, actually. I got to see King Crimson twice in the same tour. I saw them once with my dad in New Jersey, and then I came back up to school, and someone on exec board said, hey, does anyone want to interview the drummer for King Crimson? And I was like, are you serious? Is that something that I can actually do? I was like, yeah. So it was a nice phone interview. Not the original drummer, but the drummer for that tour. And that was a really, I mean, and then I got free tickets to see them, and I had great seats too. So if there are any tough students listening, do radio, interview people. It's just a great organization to be a part of. I'm so happy that I joined it when I did, and then stuck with it, so I'm still here, and you guys are still stuck with me. It's great! In the background right now, we have Bo Hansson with the off the album Lord of the Rings, which is kind of his musical take on Lord of the Rings from 1970. First song was Leaving Shire, and this one is The Old Forest, Tom Bombadil. Very cool album, and I picked this up in New Zealand, which makes sense. I have only seen it, like, once on vinyl in the U.S., but I walked into a record store in Christchurch, and they had, like, a dozen copies of it, because I'm sure every other American like me comes to New Zealand and like, oh yeah, Lord of the Rings! And then there's the Lord of the Rings album, and they're like, oh yeah, I gotta buy this! So, it's good advertising for Bo Hansson. And, yeah, coming up next, we're gonna sort of transition into some new wave music and beyond, really. Well, I hope that you all have also enjoyed this extended visit to Middle-earth. We're now going to transition over. Thank you for staying with me. You know, vinyl set, gotta get records on, and when I'm talking to you guys, it's hard to do that. So coming up next, we're gonna have a song by David Bowie.
Deep into the night. breaking glass.
Shell.
Space Lab by Kraftwerk. What a cool song, and it popped into my head because of the gorgeous photos that we've been seeing from the James Webb Space Telescope, which is not a space lab, but it's space-related, and I felt like listening to Kraftwerk. Before this, we had Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper, Squeeze, Pulling Muscles from the Shell, Madness, House of Fun, Nick Lowe with I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass, and for those of you who caught it, good work, because the song that I played before that was Breaking Glass by David Bowie. So there's just a little bit of, you know, internal dialogue. I thought it was kind of clever with the Squeeze, Pulling Muscles from the Shell, followed by Blue Oyster Cult. You know, we're stretching it there, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute. It is 7:47, which means that there's only 13 minutes left on today's episode of Even More Highly Recommended with me, Mellow Max. I'm here almost every 7 to 8 p.m. You're listening to this somehow. That's how you can listen to us in the future. You got the internet, you got the radio, whole bunch of good stuff, whole bunch of options. Let's see, what am I going to finish up with? I don't know what I'm going to finish up with. I got a couple of albums left. That's the scary thing too, you know? Like, I'm glad that I over-prepared on records, because if I didn't have enough, and I ran out mid-set, I would have to, like, put on a long song and, like, run into the other room and get them. That's a good time to put on, like, Inagata DeVita. You know, it's like bathroom break time. Inagata DeVita goes on, little DJ trick. 7:48. Anyway, that's about all I got. I might talk to you guys before I end my show, but for those of you who are here, thank you for listening. I'm not going to be here next week, unfortunately. I'm going to be on vacation. Woohoo! But I'll be back the next week with a guest, I believe. So, come back in 2 weeks. It'll be a good time. It probably won't be vinyl, because if I had to do vinyl and juggle microphones... I'll need some more practice before we get there. Maybe someday. It would be fun to have an audience, or someone to help me. Whoa, that would be incredible. That's all I got. So coming up next, we're gonna have a song by the Flying Lizards, and there's a remix of this song, which is pretty atrocious. So look that up at your own peril. But it's kind of fun, I guess. Anywho, talk to you in a few.
To the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. it don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Just
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you.